frustration is out there where families are trying their best to keep their family members at home because of the cost of people going to hospital, of people going to nursing homes. And then you have the frustration that, you know, when people come in there to home help, and I've said this from the start, you know, we're going over the top of this, that, you know, they can't light a fire for the person they're checking on. They can't do a couple of chores around the house for them, you know, and I mean that in the best possible way. So then what happened is families are having to hire somebody else in to cover some hours. This would happen where you have family members that are, say, you know, they're working themselves and trying to do the best for the parent or the loved one that's in the house. So there's huge frustration out there. And what I was trying to tell the HSE forum yesterday was, part of it is about contracts. Okay, they're happy enough with rosters, but their hours were cut. Like, they're not getting 39 hours, ones that are existing, and that they're going to lose, you know, cared people is going to leave the profession, and then there's going to be a huge problem with this. So it's just, I was just highlighting what, and the frustration then of people coming to me and looking for home help hours, and especially in Leitrim, it's very, very hard to get.
The HSE has also said that they have recruited 21 new assistants across Sligo, Leitrim and West Cavan. Do you think that's enough new recruits to cover such a large area? And do you have faith that the HSE is taking this recruitment campaign, which seems to be ongoing, seriously enough?
No, listen, it's been an ongoing problem since I've been on the council over 10 years. We've highlighted it. As I said, geographically, Leitrim is a huge county to cover, never mind Sligo, never mind Cavan in our area, and you probably need at least 40 to 50 people. Okay, some of it's been covered by private, you know, companies doing this work, but I mean, for the HSE to get on top of this, you're talking the need to at least recruit at least 50 people to cover these hours.